In yesterday's Daily Bread, we considered one factor concerning sin, in that sin will always take you farther than you want to go. Sin is defined by such terms as lawlessness, iniquity, transgression of law, and unrighteousness. But what the definitions do not tell us are the consequences that sin has on the physical, emotional, and spiritual psyche of man's nature. As a result of sin, mankind's sojourn on earth has been plagued with heartache, deceit, and death, both spiritually and physically. Societies have plummeted to the depth of destruction due to lawlessness, iniquity, and unrighteousness. In this segment, we want to consider the next step that sin takes. That is, sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. As we continue to consider the events of David and Bathsheba, we find that David's actions weighed heavily upon his emotional psyche, and thus his physical well-being. As David reflected upon this event, he recorded the following in one of his many psalms. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest." The 51st Psalm, verses 1 through 4. In another psalm, though not indicated that it speaks of this event, the sentiments are timely. As David said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom Jehovah imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groanings all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was changed as with the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity did I not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Jehovah, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." The 32nd Psalm, verses 1 through 5. As sin takes a man farther than he wants to go, so it will also keep him longer than he wants to stay. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words Moses spoke to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh concerning their words to help the children of Israel secure their inheritance, saying, "If ye will do this thing, if ye will arm yourselves to go before Jehovah to war, and every armed man of you will pass over the Jordan before Jehovah, until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before Jehovah, then afterward ye shall return, and be guiltless towards Jehovah and towards Israel. And this land shall be unto you for a possession before Jehovah. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out." Numbers 32:20-23.